If you stand in front of the Santa Cruz Cemetery in downtown Dilley, it's hard to not think of how many tears have been shed in this place the last couple decades. In 1999, at the height of the Indonesian occupation, just right here, in this exact spot, Indonesian troops opened fire on a crowd of peaceful pro-independence supporters. In just an hour, 271 women, men, and children lay dying in the streets. Over the years, even more perished, with total deaths skyrocketing to 200,000, a staggering figure most of the Western world would quietly ignore. But today, if you jump on a motorbike and cruise 200 meters north and another 80 west, within moments, you end up at a place that for the last 12 years has been a beacon of hope in this tiny, turbulent town. Welcome to MAC Children United, a local NGO founded entirely by kids to promote a violence-free community.
MAC is to promote the children's rights. Before we started, we know that the Timor-Leste have the many conflicts, and then this conflict is very affected for the kids.
That's Julio Amaral dos Santos, one of the young men largely responsible for MAC's success. He's a lean and wiry 23 with an outrageously contagious smile.
2 months ago, we lived there. So the contract of the house, they finished.
He points across the street at the building he literally grew up in. Not his real home, but the one that felt more like it.
Okay, I can show you.
But in March, the group was evicted with no notice, although their lease agreement still had a remaining year on it. Nowadays, Santos and the rest of MAC's kids and volunteers are using a temporary space across the street, a space given to them when they had nowhere else to go.
And here is an instrument.
An unexpected twist of fate in the face of hardship, you could say. Something that in his pursuit of doing good, Santos has seen a lot of. Like many young Timorese coming of age in an era rife with brutality from the occupation, he's had the cards stacked against him as long as he can remember.
Before I started here, we find more the violence. I had the violence in the house and then this culture. Sometimes it's a mistake, is a small mistake, but the violence effect for with us is a big violence.
So at the age of 11, when a sister from the local Catholic church invited Santos to lead a group of kids in singing for the radio, it was a welcome opportunity to get him out of the house.
She asked me, do you know some of the music? Okay, I did. Yeah, I know the music. Oh, you can sing for the kids. Okay, I prepared myself to sing. Okay. And then we sing it in the radio, and then after that, okay, I continue.
What started as a small handful of kids, today numbers over 250. And the range of activities has grown as well. Aside from classes in singing, radio production, dance, and music, Santos now leads neighborhood youth in the Brazilian art of capoeira. Wilson Chen, a volunteer working with the MAC kids for several years now, explains a bit about the art.
There's no body contact at all, actually. Yeah, and the whole thing, it looks more like a dance rather than a martial art games. Through capoeira, we found unity. We also found sport and also found a peacemaking thing, which is really different from a martial arts.
When we use the capoeira, it's like the instrument to promote the peace, yeah. Not for fighting.
The only fighting Santos does these days is the metaphorical kind. Because even with all the opportunity that's come his way, fighting your way out of poverty is no easy task.
Before I'm starting here, I'm fight for all. I'm fight for studying in university, and I fight for MAC. Yeah, fight for in the university. I'm fight to how to find the money to pay my school.
But after 12 years, more than half of his young life in the service of others, it's time for Santos to move on. That is, after all, what the center was created for.
I want to go to study for to take the master, but right now I'm a little bit stop because I need to have this group to find a new place and then to find a good system in here. Mm-hmm. Then after that, okay, I will go.
For the hundreds of kids that have come through the center, that have excelled and grown under his love and guidance, he will be missed. But his dream is to someday return from university and work in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, maybe even land a spot in Parliament someday. And it wouldn't be a surprise at all. In his incredible life story, there's nothing that isn't possible. This is Emily Richmond for DW in Dili, East Timor.